I've been studying along the line of the Lord's recovery. I haven't heard much about that. You know, I've heard a whole lot about breakthrough. And I have, you might want to put it as a footnote. This is not my subject, but I've dealt with it some. How to sow a breakthrough seed. You need to write it down. But we've talked about breakthrough so much. Some words I try to stay away from some, and I'll come back to them later after we get further down the field. But we're talking about the Lord's recovery, and we talk about God's economy. I want you to open the two openings. These two scriptures are going to box in your present. You know what I mean when I say that? These two scriptures are going to go into a boxing match in your present. One going to hit one, the other one going to hit him back. So I can take my time and explain these two scriptures, and you'll find out who's going to win. Now, I can tell you right now, the sword is the one going to win. And but if you can look at this and see some things here, God economy is talking about God's plan, God's purpose, God's intention. The beginning, originally, what God expected for his children's inheritance to be. That's God's original plan. Now, we left the church, left God's original plan. And God's original plan was the seed. Yes, sir. The seed is ordained of God. There's hidden wisdom, financial wisdom in the seed, and financial possibilities in the seed. And so the seed has looked so small, but yet it's the biggest thing in God's financial kingdom. Are you seeing me now? Listen to it well now, because you begin to take care of your seed, because it's your seed that's going to get you out. Yes, sir. All right? Not your saving account. No, you can't save as much as the seed, you know, going to produce. And so Haggai chapter 2 and Zechariah chapter 8. God's economy is based upon knowing and understanding, and listen to me good, stewardship. See, stewardship is a condition for to relate, connect, communicate, reciprocate from God's plan. Stewardship is management. Managing what God has given you right or according to his will, according to his plan. And we in the church have got so far from God's plan on finances by erroneous teaching, not recognizing a seed. A seed come and we eat it, spin it, you know, put it in a cup, put it in a jar, and it don't grow. It can't produce a harvest. And so we talk about a recovery now. The Lord's recovery. Bringing us back to God's original plan. So I got to praying and thinking here, and I got to wrapped up in these two verses. And the recovery of God's economy, what you see in the Bible. You read a lot of things about prosperity in the Bible, don't you? You saw a lot of God's people, for lack of a better word, living big. I mean, we talk about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc. Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, fell out when she saw how Solomon lived. And so Esther was rich. So God made his people rich that they can represent him, express him, or be dispensers for him. All be dispensers and supporters and foundational for his kingdom work. Are you listening? You know, you say go in all the world. You can't go in all the world on a bicycle. All right. So the seed is so important. So I want you to write this down, because it may take you a while to understand this language, because this language has not been used. We talk about revival. We talk about restoration. All these words basically are talking about recovery. But the recovery of God's economy is in the seed. If you want to get back to God's original plan, you know, we get stuck on confession. Well, confession is good within itself, but you got to sow seed, yeah, baby, in order for it to work, you see. God can't change his plan for you. He will not, because he'd be out of order. So let's look here in these two unfamiliar books. And I want to look at the 19th verse of the second chapter. The 19th verse of the second chapter of Haggai. Then we're going in Zechariah chapter 8. I say the two verses going to expose the potentials of the seed if it's handled right. The seed will bring a recovery. The seed will bring you into finances that you've never seen before. You know, people talk about give me, but explain something to me. Explain to me why I'm giving. You know, and then I need to see some results sooner or later, you know. Somebody told a lie, I got all the money, I'm doing all the teaching, I got all the money. That's a lie. I know other men got money. Women, tell that lie on me. So here we have a question in the beginning of this verse. Now, I'll take these two verses and knock them back and forward. I got a lot of things I have to say God give me by revelation. It's going to be longer than an hour tonight.
Yes, sir. All right.
Yes, sir. Okay. It's Friday night.
Yes, sir.
and we're trying to get paid. they were boxing. You see, if you listen to me long enough, you don't have to worry about the restaurant closing. You call them and tell them you come and keep it open. And the cook will stay there because he know you. And he know if you coming, he's going to be all right. That's where we're going. So here, the question is the seed yet in the barn? Now, one thing I can deduce to this fact, a seed cannot produce in the barn. For a seed to produce, where it had to be? In the soil, in the ground, in the soil, in the ground. So this question is a question we need to consider, because a lot of times people try to hide money and trying to hold on to it and got it stuck everywhere. And it's not working. Hitting money don't work. That boy in the 25th chapter of Matthew, when he gave those three, that money, that boy said, I was scared of you, and I, you're an unjust man, you hid my money. The Lord got hot, boy. And I think the Lord hot with some of you all trying to hide $50. Is the seed yet in the bond? Is the seed yet in the bank? Is the seed yet in your pocket? See? And then it says, yeah. And I took yeah, it's still in there. He's going to say something else, but I took it as yes, it's still in the bond. And then he went on to say, though, I'll take you further. Is the seed yet in the barn? If you go to the end, it says, have not brought forth. You see that?
Yes.
And then we'll go back up. But have not brought forth. It can't bring forth in the barn.
Right.
Can't bring forth in your pocket. So he says, is the seed yet in the barn? Yeah. As yet. Now that's as yet. And a lot of y'all in as yet territory financially.
Yeah.
The vine. He named four or five. Now, the vine, see, a vine supposed to produce.
Right.
But it can't do without a seed. And the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree.
Yeah.
Notice what happened. Has not brought forth. Why haven't they brought forth? The seed is still in the barn. The seed still in the wrong place. The seed is still in the barn. So this is a good question. But he said, now if you learn this lesson, look at the end of this verse. What did he say at the end of the verse? From this day I bless you. If you learn how to get the seed out of the barn in the ground. And you can't be sling sowing. I got to teach you some things about sowing, because some people are talking into sowing that God wasn't talking about. And we'll get that further down the line. But I want you to notice that how important it is for us to understand the importance or the hidden wisdom or the power and the possibility that God have designed in the seed principle. The seed principle is a secret. It's a mystery. It blows the senses. The senses cannot understand. How can I sow money here, sow money, and expect money to increase? It seemed like money decreasing. I just got something out of my pocket. But you got to, when you do it, you have to do it as a seed, placing it in God's ground. Are you following me? Now, in Zechariah, I told you these two scriptures will box each other, and one going to win, the other one going to lose. Now, according to what one you hold on to, I know one thing, this one in 19 is unproductive. So it got to the end, and the Lord, actually what the Lord is asking, you look at the end of that voice, from this day will I bless you, if you understand the lesson. Yeah. See, actually, just in that 19th verse, I got a text in the context, but just in that 19th verse, a great lesson is taught if you stay there long enough. Right. A lesson is taught that you ain't going nowhere without a seed. It's a lesson. Is the seed yet in the bomb? Then he said, nothing produces. Nothing. He gave us four things that as illustration to us, and we take it spiritually, nothing is producing without a seed being sown. Because that's the way the kingdom works. That's why Jesus said in the 13th chapter of Matthew, when you read that about the sower sows the word, or sower sows the seed, you'll find out these different types of soil. But in the 13th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, if you don't learn this parable, you won't know nothing about the kingdom. And I think people think it's going to come some other way. You know, we've tried working. We've tried two jobs. We've tried different pyramid and different stuff, you know, trying to get it going. And the church done tried everything. The church done everything from girlers to stock. They're trying to get it, boy. They're trying to get it. But the Lord got it locked in a seed. See, it's going to take obedience. It's going to take willingness. It's going to take faithfulness. It's going to take, and if needful, longevity. Just keep on sowing. Yes, so God can't lie. And the test is not on God. He passed every test. The test is on you and I. You just can't walk out the devil's financial grip yesterday. This is one of the strongholds. Fine, thank you, Holy Ghost. One of the greatest strongholds of Satan is having God's children operating in financial struggle. That's a stronghold. I mean, he's strong in that area. And he'll put up a fight, boy. He'll put up a fight, try to put the lights out and tell you nothing working. You ought to stop all that foolishness. You could have had some money if you'd have held on to the $15 you sold. What you going to do with $15? You understand, Mark? Yes. So a seed not sown is a failure. We see that. See, it cannot produce. It cannot communicate. It cannot connect. It cannot give God permission. See, the seed give God harvest permission to come through to you, and nobody can say nothing about it. Not the one who says something about it just wasting their breath. Now, here in Zechariah chapter 8, I told you these two verses going to box. Chapter 8 here in Zechariah. Now look at the 12th verse. Different story here now. See? Different story, see? It's a complete different story here now. He says, for the seed shall be prosperous. See, he's talking about the seed going on the move now. Now he's talking about the same vine. The vine shall give her what? Fruit. Fruit. Now see, if you see like me, I see, and I know the heckler's going to say something around the world, but when I say fruit, I see money. I could eat so much bananas and all that stuff there. And I ain't no fruit man. I ain't planning on selling no fruit. And the kind of money I'm talking about, you got to sell some fruit. So I just see money. For the seed shall be prosperous. Remember, the seed is still in the barn. For the seed shall be prosperous. Now notice that, class. The vine shall give her fruit. Everything given up now. And the ground shall give her increase. Look, increase. See, everything on the move now. And the heaven, see, mess around and please heaven. See, a soul gets heaven attention. Finally, heaven open up for a soul. Heaven's favor get on a soul's back and magnetize a soul. And things start coming to that soul, and that soul sometimes don't even know, there's money coming from everywhere. Because the heaven do get loose. If heaven ever let its do loose on your finances, I'm telling you, it's something. It is something. It's real. You see, we have to operate by faith at this point. We cannot get discouraged. We cannot let nothing stop us. And you have to have enough revelation of the truth. Now, you know, I came up on this a couple of days ago and studied. Jesus said, and all of us know it, in John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But in further study, the Lord said to me, it's manifested truth that make you free. Not just truth you believe in. Truth that you have believed in enough and obeyed enough that it manifests. So I see now why so many people can know about the truth and still not free. They didn't stay faithful enough in that truth for that truth to manifest. Did you see that? Did you see that? So because a whole lot of folks are not financially free and they know some truth. But you see, you got to stay with it, whatever principle of the Lord, whatever revelation of the Lord, whatever I put out tonight. You got to stay with it long enough, believe it long enough for it to manifest. Then it's time to dance. Can you see that? See, there's a lot of truth you know have not manifested in your life yet because it takes faith to cause it to manifest consistently, persistently, never turning around attitude. God said it, I believe it, even though I don't have it in my hand. But I'm going to stick with what God told me to do.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So here he says, now notice what he says. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant. See, it's a remnant. Thank God I'm in the remnant. Of this people to possess all these things. Well, what thing? The fruit, the increase, the due, and be prosperous.
Yes,
now, spiritual laws, take note if you can. Spiritual laws, the Lord's arrangement. There are spiritual laws and there's arrangement that have been made for God's children. These arrangements are found in spiritual laws. I think about Bible divided in John 10:10, the thief comes up to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm coming that you might have life, might have more abundantly. Then I think about the Bible divided in Romans 8:2. Turn to Romans 8:2 there for a moment. Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit and of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and debt. Sin and debt. Debt is death. If you don't have no money, it's death to your finances, you see. See, sin and death are part of the curse. And we have to learn, and I believe you're a student, I believe you desire, you wouldn't be if you weren't. We have to learn how to function in these spiritual laws. There are spiritual laws that govern sowing. And spiritual laws that work with the seed. If the seed do not show up, the law can't work. And so that's, see, the first thing Satan steals from you is seed consciousness. Because if you ever get two or three seeds in the ground, he think he may lose you. And Lord, don't let you see a crop. But what's so bad about it, most of God's people have never seen a good harvest. Because they didn't know how they get ticky about upward sowing. They get ticky about systematic sowing. And then I'm going to get down here further and stop all this saw jumping. See, these people practice training the body of Christ to sow here, sow there, sow everywhere. But you better try to find you some soil that's producing. See, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You see, I'm about to get into some business here now. You're spreading your seed too thin. You need to consecrate your seed up. What that word is when it comes? Concentrate your seed in good soil once you find it. Long enough for that soil to bring forth. Don't let the man waving you on television wave you off your lineup. Now you sent the seed somewhere else. And I miss God. I'm not talking about only me. I'm talking about some good men that are sowing. But I'm just talking about you get good ground, producing ground right in front of you. Why you want to go down another man's field? All this cotton coming up in this field, and all the corn and stuff up in this field, you going down another field. The seed worked there. How many of you all have done it? Come on. Yeah, just got excited and sowed the seed. I remember I sowed the seed right before PTL went down. It's PTL? Yeah, right before it went down. Got a lump seed. I kept my seed. It wasn't the Lord. I was looking at all the nice stuff they was offering, you know. It wasn't the Lord. I wasn't trying to sow for no gospel. I was trying to get over there and sit down with them, you know. And they shut down before I got there. I know the Lord didn't tell me to sow that seed. So that's a seed I lost. I ain't looking for no harvest from it. So spiritual laws, the law's arrangement. See, we can't get around the law's arrangement. God's original and intended plan for his children to live in his economy. Now listen to what I'm about to say now. Is hidden in the mystery of seed stewardship. I want to read that again. You listening? Spiritual laws. The laws of arrangement. You just got here. I said it's going to be long in the hour tonight. Spiritual laws. The laws of arrangement. God original. Get that word original. In other words, what he had at the beginning. It's just like those people who want divorce. If you read the 19th chapter of Matthew, Jesus told the Pharisees, yeah, but it wasn't so at the beginning. So why, now I'm about to say something now, why God, why are you still broken? Because you're a stubborn heart? You're a stubborn thing? You God have told you how to get out, but you sow as you desire to sow. See, you got to come to a point there, you sow as he tell you. Cry, just go ahead and cry, but sow it anyway. As he tell you, sow. Don't be messing around with God, trying to make no deal. Sow as he tell you, sow. See, that's why this revelation comes. That's why the freedom people just sow. Nobody bothers them. Just sow. Some of y'all bother them with your eyes because you ain't going to get up. But the thing is, let these people alone as the Lord lead them to sow. God trying to get them back to the original plan. God original and intended. Those two words you need to get. Original. God originally intended. Well, you know Jeremiah 29:11 tell us that. Especially in the NIV part. I know the plans I have for you to prosper you and to give you an expected end. That's God's plan, man. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. That's God's plan. But remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives thee power to get well. You see, it's God's original plan, God's intended plan, for his children to live in his divine economy. But it's hidden in the mystery of seed stewardship. May you say seed stewardship. Come on.
Seed stewardship.
Three times.
Seed stewardship. Seed stewardship.
Now you know good and well you're not no seed steward. Why you keep saying that? See? You see? Now you saw the boxing match. You saw Zechariah 8:12 knock Haggai 2:19 out. If you want progress in your finances,
you can
leave it in the bond and think you're getting somewhere, but you're not. Ignorance about the seed now and what to do with the seed must be cleared up with the word of God and supervised by the Holy Spirit. That I can live by God intended prosperity plan for me. Let me give it again. I want you to turn to the 13th chapter of Matthew. Well, I got to back up. Let me back up. Oh, I skipped four scriptures that I can't skip. Let's go back up to the recovery of God's economy is in the seed. Go to the book of beginning. Go to Genesis. I can't get away from this scripture. The Lord keep taking me back to it. Say, if you're going to train about seed, Let them know that the seed was my original plan. Go back there. I see it. God telling us to have dominion and subdue and replenish the earth. And I recognize that it's based on Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. See, the recovery of God's economy is in the seed. The seed is the secret. It's the mystery that Satan can't figure out. He actually thinks you're stupid when you're sowing. Because he don't have the revelation of a seed. He can't have it. Even I say it, he can't get it. Why? Stubborn heart. Like some of y'all heart. See, get rid of that stubborn heart you're going to hear. Don't get with Satan. He the one keeping you broke. How the dude going to get down to your heart stubborn? And you're trying to hold on to some religious biscuit that you taught in your early days. Your early days, the thing got you broke. God never intended it for his church, for his children. See? God intended increase and wealth and prosperity and overflow and surplus for his children. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
See, what you amen, you can have it. That means so be it. In my house. So here we got in the book of beginning, Genesis 1:29. He had told us about multiplying, replenishing in verse 28, subduing, have dominion. He told us in verse 28. But he get down to verse 29, there's a secret here. He's telling how his kingdom works. Now, to bring validity to this, you have to recognize that the Lord Jesus himself was the seed. According to Genesis 3:15. God's whole kingdom worked by seed. Where we were about to go a few minutes ago, and I saw another full scripture I had jumped over, but we'll find out how important this seed is. Here in verse 29 now. You there? Now watch it. And God said. Uh-oh. Who said it? Not the bishop. Not the reverend, the pastor, or whoever. And God said, behold, I have given you every herd. Now, look what he was saying. Underline it in your Bible. Barren seed. Which is upon the face of all the earth. Every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed. Now, that goes along with 2 Corinthians 9:10. God said, he gives seed to a soul. Young man came in my office today and told me, he said, can I talk to you? He was constantly sawing. He said to me, he said, I was walking down the road, found a birth day card. I couldn't get in contact with the people. And the various amount of seed I constantly sowing you was in the card. Well, he couldn't find nobody to give it to you. You going to throw it back in the ditch? You know, don't be like the man who was stranded out in the wilderness, and then a man come along and say, you gave him a ride. Say, no, I'm praying. God going to come get me. Then a helicopter come try to give him. Say, no, God going to come get me. Then he find out God, when he come, God said, I've been here 3 times. You have to be the discerner. Y'all so suspicious about stealing and doing wrong, grace can't even help you sometimes. What do you have done? You find a birthday card with hundreds of dollars in it. Where you going to go?
Yeah.
Who are you going to? It was a setup. Didn't God say, if you don't do right in the same book, you'll have hole in your pocket? Whoever lost that card had hole in their pocket, and then the boy just picked it up. So I want you to see this term barren seed and yielding seed. And he said, and to you it shall be for meat. Now you see, you have to look further. You just don't think about a piece of meat. It's for life. The seed will produce a life. And then over in Genesis chapter 8, I got to walk you through this because I don't want to get in trouble with the Lord. I'm getting happy, you know, and preaching and going on. But then you got to have some information because you coming out. Ah, you didn't hear me. If you stay in this class, I have no doubt about it. You watching by internet, I have no doubt about it. You will become financially free and never have money problem again. See, that's my aim in these classes. I'm not trying to see. That's why I don't have a whole lot of singing. I'm not trying to get all spiritual. I'm trying to go into this book and find out what is right for ours and show you how to do it. What I've already done. See, I have to put that on there to let you know that I'm not talking secondhand information. You know. This person here, and I know it might hurt somebody, but just stay away from them garage sales. And don't you have none. Jesus. That hurt my heart, just garage sale. You don't want no garage. You don't want something somebody that left over and your baby playing with broke toys. Just wait till the Lord come through. Sit down. I've been wanting to say that. I just got a good shot to say. Down in my neighborhood, a nice neighborhood like we got, they always got to go. And the people run over you. They will flat run over you. They're trying to get that first, to get that piece of junk. I'm not making fun of nobody, but I'm just going to tell God, people, we got to get further than this. Let's take that old stuff down there and give it away there. I remember a man got a hold of one of my suits. I messed up, you know. I bought my suit tailor, made my name in there. That man, he got a hold of that suit. Me and Carolyn made a mistake and put them suits at that store, Goodwill store. That man got them suits. He said everything went up. He got his house. He got him a Cadillac. He said, man. He said, every time I wear that suit, something big happens. He said, I know it's you because your name up in there. He said, it fit me just right. Yeah. He said, I got me two lines to put in front of my house. They're not big as yours, but I'm getting just like you. Then Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. I can't do that, man. I can't be putting no suit in that store. I forgot. 8:22. Now notice here, God makes an announcement that you, no bishop, no church, no pope, nobody going to change. He made his announcement. See, you can't stop a seed sower. They're going to rise up in your community. Seed sower is going to rise up, brother. You're going to have to respect those who sow seed because they're going to wear the badge of respect from the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? This is not just, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. This is not just a talk I come to deliver. There's an impartation here. There's an anointing here that will anoint you to sow. Also anoint you to receive, though. And you know, God got to get the seed to you. He's responsible, 2 Corinthians 9:10. God is responsible for the seed. You're responsible for sowing it. Now, the reason you where you are tonight financially, you here, and you, whether you blessed or unblessed, the reason you where you are is because what have you been doing with the seed that the Lord has given to you? Have you ever prayed the prayer, Lord, where you want me to sow? Or Lord, give me more seed. And give me good ground to put it in. Very seldom those who have not been in our circle have prayed such a prayer as that. They're asking the Lord to give them a harvest or fulfill my dream. But your dream is in the seed. All of my dream fulfillment came out of seed sowing. When it began to work, you can't even keep up with it. I mean, it'll make you flat foot nervous. That seed be flowing. And I mean, it'll make you flat foot nervous. That's a $675 check. Now, notice this in Genesis 8:22. Someone might say, it's old wit. Leroy shouldn't be teaching that. Those boys shouldn't be teaching that. Why not? Here's what the law says. You in Genesis 8:22? Yes. Read it. Is the earth still here? Yes. All right, go ahead and read. Hold it. Seed time and what?
Harvest.
Notice every time the Bible talks about giving, it talks about receiving. It talks about sowing. It talks about harvest. There cannot be no harvest without sowing. We came to the revelation in Channelview, Texas. over there at my son's church. That some people say, well, I sold time. Well, that's why you never got paid right on that job, because you're just giving time and service. See, that's why you can't get paid. That's why them 8 hour and 40 hour week job haven't paid you enough, because you're giving them your time. You get it the night after you go to bed. But that's why the job don't pay enough. Because all you're giving them is time and your little expertise, you know. But that's they're not going to pay you enough, because you're just giving them time. And you get old, they kick you to the bucket, tell you you got to retire. Social Security have become as an invalid. It can't walk no more. Here's a stack of money. That's for you to see this. You watching by internet, that's for you to see. See, God has souls, people who are going somewhere. This happened to me. I had a girl flew in here from Atlanta, Georgia. Sat right on the corner with a man sitting in the black all over the end. She sat there and she served him up. She brought a bucket or a bag of money. And say, I see you. My plane going right back. Now, she fell off the truck some kind of way. Somebody must have disturbed her. She should have stayed on that truck. If she'd have stayed on there, she'd probably be where she's going now. But she hasn't contacted me. She stayed with me a long time. See, people get discouraged. Yeah. It's not just because he put up your man. Most likely not going to happen tonight. Right. He got to put some more.
Right.
Keep on sowing.
Right.
See. That was another lady who used to bring me some money in a raw crown. Whiskey. What that was?
Yeah.
Whiskey. Crown. Yeah, crown. Crown raw, whatever you call it. I got them purple bags right now. Full of money.
Yeah.
Full of money.
Yeah.
But you notice here, as you read, while the earth remaineth, so that's an ongoing thing. Then it talks about seed time and harvest, and then compared to cold and heat and summer and winter. And then it says, and day and night, but look at the last three words. Shall not see. See, sowing is here until Jesus comes. If you see that. Now, back to the spiritual law and the law of arrangement, I want you to, the God economy is hidden in the mystery of seed stewardship. I ran over that too fast. You wrote that down? It's hidden in the mystery of seed stewardship. But see, the mystery, the Holy Spirit is a mystery revealer.
Right.
How many children of God we got in here? You're born again. You see, in you, the Holy Spirit live in you, and the Holy Spirit outpouring will overflow revelation in you to know how to operate and cooperate with God. So here, hallelujah. Here's what we talk about. I got to go over this again, all right? Because for some time teaching, we just go on one point to another, and people really don't get the depth of it. So I'm back to spiritual laws. And the law of arrangement, God original and intended plan for his children. Now notice what it is, to live in his economy. So that's all his premises. That's every word he said about prosperity, that's his economy. That's every promise he made. That's every manifestation you saw in other people's life of God overwhelmingly blessing them. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he had no sorrow with it. See? That's God's economy. But it says hidden in the mystery of seed stewardship, or how to handle a seed, or how to function in your seed ministry. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians here. 1 Corinthians. And the Holy Ghost didn't want me to pass over this. Sometimes, you know, I have so much information. I only have 17 minutes left in an hour right now. That time just... It looked like I've been up here 3 minutes. See? If the devil could, he'll make the clock go out now. Say that's enough. Because he knows your potentials. Your potentials are great. Now, we're talking about hitting in the mystery of the economy of God is hitting in the mystery of seed stewardship. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I just want to read this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. See, those who are matured, those who are complete in Christ, yet not the wisdom of this world. See, the seed is not the wisdom of this world, even though people use it, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You see that? Huh? And then it says in the 8th verse, I got revelation on this verse, now I spoke it out in some states, that if Satan had knew, he had known who Jesus was. If Satan had known that Jesus was the seed to the harvest of all of us, he would have never planted him. See, he planted it. Satan, and when he buried him, he planted him. And God said, you got him exactly what I want him at. So I you got him right in the womb of death, so I can get a resurrection. That's why he's the first fruit. I don't know, and then I don't know who the second fruit, the third fruit, no, but a thousand and millions of fruit have come forth because Satan didn't know that Jesus was a seed. See, Satan see this as money, but he don't recognize this bag is a bag full of seed that going to produce after its kind by God's spiritual law. Now, the Lord said to tell you, don't be afraid to turn the seed loose. When I picked this bag, he said, you know, sometime in 126 Psalms, he said, it was crying. So we was out there weeping, so, oh, Jesus. Am I out of my mind, yeah, Lord Jesus? Am I out of my mind? You look back at him, you trip. He didn't trip. He's trying to hold you. See, man, you've been tripping me. No, he didn't trip you. So the seed is important. Seed sowing is important. Come on, let's look at 1 Corinthians 1. I want to look at something else now. Verse 8 says, which none of the princes of this world knew. See, they don't see the average Christian and the heathen don't know the power of a seed. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Then the harvest came. We the harvest, you see. I said, we the harvest. Glory to God. Then turn with me now as we talk about seed stewardship and talk about that is hidden in the mystery of seed stewardship, our functioning in God's economy. Turn with me to the 4th chapter, Mark. We'll get enough stuff in here that you'll be well bred before you leave here. And you ready to go to God in economy? You ready to live under God's jurisdiction and God's arrangement, God's plan? How many of y'all have seen many promises God had in the Bible for you? Seem like sometime you can't get there. You've got to go there through the escort of a seed. The seed will bring you to every financial promise that God gave, every ounce of prosperity that belonged to you, every increase that belonged to you, every part of wealth that belonged to you. It's the seed that's going to bring you there. It is the seed that Satan can't stop. Further down the line, I'll share with you if I can get to it. Investments never can function like a seed. Because the investments go up and go down. Seeds just keep on going. Because they have divine protection once you start sowing. And that's why we can say, I'll never be broke. Say it, I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. I'm not broke now. I have a seed. Either other way, you got to call God a lie. And we can't do that because he don't lie. So you do have a seed, and you, and when you start understanding the seed principle, you cannot be broke another day in your life. Are you seeing me?
Yes,
stay with me. Stick with me now. Mark 4 now. Mark 4 now. We're talking about this, the mystery of seed stewardship. The God economy is hidden in the mystery of seed stewardship. You got it?
Yes,
hidden in the mystery. We see, but now God, we get over in Matthew 13, he says, give them to you to know the mystery. And even when he goes to talk about the mystery, he said, he that know the mystery is going to have abundance. Yeah, it says it's in the word. In the word, but I had to go here now. Go to Mark 4 because this lesson is so grand in Mark 4 until when you sow a seed, you got to turn it loose. If you hold on to the seed, the harvest can't come. See, that's why you got to have proven ground. That's why you have to sow somewhere God told you to sow. That's why you can't keep jumping on another man's rope. Sowing. Sow where the Lord tell you sow it. Quite naturally, you're going to have mockers who make mockery of you, saying you're just giving your money, you're just going here, and you're just as crazy as you can be. You crazy as a Bessie bug. You're just giving your money away. Now, they broke. They wasn't talking to you. Might have $14,000, but they broke. See, they didn't talk to you. They didn't scrap and save every penny, every food stamp, every green stamp for 45, 50, 60 years. Act like they got money and they got $14,000. Talking about, look at me. Me and my wife can spend $14,000 at a banquet where they're not selling nothing. See? Now here in Mark, you have to understand the 26th verse here. It's hidden, but it's a word here that I want to write. I want you to write down two words. I want you to write down, trust God. Secondly, trust God. Or go on further. Run on with it. Trust God with your finances. Trust God. You just trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart in this area. I just got to thinking today, sitting on my front porch praying about tonight. We're going in the 26th verse of 4th chapter of Mark. But I never heard nobody equate or connect the gifts of the Spirit with finances. The word of wisdom. The word of knowledge. The son of the Spirit. The only one you can't connect is the gifts of healing. Then I can connect it because we need a healing now. Yeah. But I know that they don't touch that, see, because they think money is evil. But the gifts of the Spirit are also, I'm going to get into it, you know, for those with, you know, special faith. Sometimes you need special faith to sow that seed God told you to sow. You're not going to sow that seed with no regular faith. No, I ain't. No, I'm not. God tell you, empty your pocket, empty your checkbook, empty your bank book. Say, oh, no, I'm not. I ain't stupid. See, but you need special faith because God's trying to get something else to you. Trying to make you a bank owner. You had Mark 4:26, and he said, so is the kingdom. Wait a minute, I got to have you think about what I'm talking about. What I brought you over here about? Right, his economy is hidden in what? His economy hidden in what? Hidden in the mystery of seed stewardship. You better write that down, like the dude said. You better write that down, you'll mess up. Because you need to go back over this. The mystery of seed. See, sowing a seed is a mystery. And it'll mess you up if you don't have the Holy Spirit to help you. This is crazy. I've seen this mess people up all over the world. So what they're doing? See, you have to be a sower to recognize a sower. You have to be a sower to recognize sowing. Are you listening? So he says here, Jesus, and he said in the 26th verse, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should do what? Scarce seed in the ground. Look what happened in verse 27. And should sleep and rise night and day. And the seed should spring and grow up. Now notice the end of the 27th verse. See, it's a mystery. So that's why I say you have to trust him. God said, you say it about everything else. God said, I believe it's on my soul. What you say that? You'll say it always. God said, I believe it. That seller. Say, God said, I believe it. I'm going to sow. Amen. Amen for the spiritual folks. Amen. For the earth, verse 28, bringeth forth fruit of herself. Now see this. You got to have patience. You're too patient. You possess your soul. First the blade, then the ear, and after that, the full corn in the ear. God doing that, you see. We got over that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where it said, Paul said, one to plant, another one water, but it's God who gives the increase. See, God, the only one can go down there with that seed. When you sow that seed, God go with it. And he began to work on the increase. And God can get anything from anywhere at any time through anybody to you. I know that. Because I received two championship rings in about 25, 45, what I said? What? 45? I think it was less time than that. I said 40, 45 minutes. Two champions. The Dallas Cowboy Super Bowl ring, and then a championship ring from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, sir.
It's the third championship ring I received. My son was preaching. He said, most football players don't have the rings I have. But I've made more touchdowns than them.
Yeah.
So it goes on to see, you go to sleep. For the earth bringeth forth, verse 28, fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear. Y'all still here?
Yeah.
And after that, the full cone in the ear. That's what you're looking for. Then verse 29 says, you'll know when, but when the fruit is brought forth immediately, see, you'll know when the Holy Ghost will sicken you. He put it in the sickle because the harvest has come. See the process. You got to go through a process. All right. Now, let's go back to ignorance now. Ain't nobody want to go back to ignorance. Ain't nobody want to go back to the ignorance. But we got to go back to our ignorance about God's economy. And the seed packs the prosperity, the increase, the abundance, and the debt cancellation, and the dreams, and the desires, and the need. What? I said a seed packing heavy. I remember one of my dear friends told me a seed meet every need. He was right about that. But a seed meet every dream, every desire, every vision. It's a seed to carry every ministry God has called us to. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, seed build houses. Buy yachts. Seeds does that. I look at some of you, you wouldn't look so mean, you could have your dream. Smile a little bit. Dream don't want to come to you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Matthew 13 now. Let's work with this. Ignorance about the seed and what to do with the seed must be cleared up with the word of God, not by some man. Cleared up. We're going to clear it up. Say, we're clearing it up.
Yeah.
All right. And supervised by the Holy Spirit. And then you and I can live by God's intended prosperity plan for us. See, take the word of God and clear it up. Get that fog out your mind and things with men talking about out your mind and let God's word speak to you. And let seed sowing become a rhema word to you. A word that lies from God. Ain't no man can do this for you. Ain't no man can give you this revelation. It's the Holy Spirit will have to touch your spirit and open your spirit up and pull himself in. You done had so many men trying to get your money out of your pocket, you done lock it up. You know, they're trying to keep their ministry open. I ain't trying to keep no ministry open. I let it close down. God told me, he wouldn't told me go. He's responsible. If I do what he tell me to do, he's responsible to keep this ministry going. God's the source of this ministry, so I don't have to have your money. I'm trying to get you out of debt.
Right.
I'm already out of debt.
Right. Yeah.
This ministry already out of debt.
Yeah. Right.
I'm working these principles.
Yes,
I'm dancing with the angel.
Yeah.
The other man dancing with the wolf.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, yes. That's what some of y'all been doing in your finances.
Yeah.
Dancing with the wolf. But tonight I come to tell you, you're going to start dancing with the angel.
Yeah.
That's what the Lord says. See, sometimes the Lord have you say something, you see, but the wolf keep eating things, keep biting you. Every time you think you've made one inch financially, something else breaks down. But I'm trying to get you in a position, something break down, fix it and give it away and buy you something else. Leroy, I was looking at that car we were supposed to buy. Did you buy that car this evening? This afternoon? Did you buy that car? Car gone. You bought it? Man, you're too late. What happened? You went and looked? Never got a chance. Car gone. Go when I tell you. Sit down. I thought you had bought it. I said, well, Leroy got it. Leroy don't got it. Matthew 13 now. Verse 11 and 12. I love it. Thank God. See, I've been going an hour now, but I'm going on. Sister and Brother Timmy. See, I got so much information. And then I've cut my honeymoon off to come back here. I was doing good. Come back here to see about you, you see what I'm saying? So y'all go ahead and put up with me a little while. Cause I was staying in the Duplantis mansion. Yeah. Fine place. Matthew 13:11. I would like for you to meditate these verses consistently. They'll get you out. Jesus talked, he talked about a seed. There's a lesson on a seed. And he said in the 11th verse, he answered said to them, because it's given unto you to know the mysteries, plural, of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. See, I proud to believe that a major aspect of the kingdom of heaven mystery is in the seed. Now, you know, most of us try to get out by a job. We've been trying to get out. Huh? I stayed so stuck so long in the job, you know, wasn't sawing, it wasn't tithing. And when I found out the truth, boy, I got out of the job too. I got completely out. But you see, you still can keep your job, but recognize the seed. And then you and the Lord decide to finish it in. You follow what I'm saying? Help me, Holy Ghost. The 11th verse. Now look, notice the 12th verse. Now, this is you got to go with the mystery. For whosoever has, have what? Have an understanding of the seed. Understanding of how to select soil. Understand that every seed not going to bring 100-fold. But it's on its way. You count 30, 60, 100. You know, I saw people shouting about 1,000 times more. I don't knock the message. Dr. Roberts taught that message, powerful message. But you 1,000 times more, you ain't got to the 30% yet. You ain't got to the 34 yet. So y'all can get excited and run and cry and holler and kick and spit. But you got to come through a process. You ain't going to no 1,000 times more tonight. You ain't even had the 104 yet. You're in spiritual school. Baby, you got to pass the classes. I don't care how much you know that scripture, you confess it. We've been confessing them scriptures, have you passed the class? All scriptures has with it instruction and condition. See, we think we're going to take the Bible and just make the Bible do what it says. No, when you do what the Bible says, the Bible's going to do what it says. For whosoever has, look what it says in that verse 12. Don't cheat the word. To him shall be given. And then Lord went on. He shall have more abundance. See now, look at me. I know that's true. Not just from the scripture. I know that's true. I know, you say, I know that's right. Why? Because I've been there for quite some time now. And it's increasing all the time. Man come in front of your house and throw $5,000 across the fence and keep going. What a testimony. Last time I saw $5,000 in a man's head, was in somebody else's pocket. Then it says this thing, if you don't understand this principle of the seed, what I'm teaching in the Lord's recovery to the Christian to go back into the intended increase in prosperity and wealth and abundance that God wants to have, the second part of this verse, it says, but whosoever has not from him, now we're back to John 10:10 now, from him, it says when a strong man keeps his palate, his goods at peace. You got to get yourself in a financial strong position. And the way you do that is you get a covering from God with your finances by doing what he tell you to do with it. But whosoever had not from him should be taken away even that he had. And because the church have had not the understanding of the seed and God economy and God hidden wisdom in the seed and the mystery of stewardship. You've just been working and working and rob. But tonight we changed, doesn't it? Yeah, we've made our mind up. How many have made your mind up? If you listen at the voice of the Holy Ghost. Now, notice this now. The seed must be sown and sown properly or it will not produce. Now you see, you call it, you see, you can't be slinging seed. I remember I saw, either I was there, people thought there was some kind of game, they come throwing, and most of them was a dollar bill, you know, come throwing down. Hold up here. I said, lay that money down reverently. What you doing? Yeah. You think there's some kind of game? There's no game. You sowing a seed. That seed is precious. Yeah. You don't just sling it up on the step and walk away like you hung the moon with $4.
Yeah.
And most of them were saying, people don't sling no $100. They lay that $100 out. And $1 bill they were slinging. Now, brace yourself because I'm about to make a statement that's going to haunt you the rest of your life. Unless you adhere to it. A seed not sown is financial suicide. Because it contaminates the rest of your money. Now it could convert or it could consecrate the rest of your money if you sow it. But if you keep it in a sack, it is spiritual suicide. Now remember what happened in Haggai 2:19. It says the seed still in the bound. And it said nothing brought forth, right? Right, that's what it said,
right?
Now here's what improper sowing is: sowing in places and things without the Holy Spirit direction. And the things are failing to produce. Go back to Haggai now. I want you to see this. Go back to Haggai because there could be a whole lot of sowing going on. Oh, my goodness. The Lord says there's seduced sowing. There's spirit that seduce you to sow in the wrong place. And there's strong spirit. And they seduce you. And they can put up a good conversation that you just got to sow. But the Holy Spirit has not yet spoken yet. So, sowing must not function just by excitement. Sowing must function by enlightenment. You see what I'm saying? See, children, I'm going to teach you right because I'm not trying to get your money. See, I didn't come to get money from you. I come to get money to you. So I'm in a special privilege of God to be able to be honest with God, people, and not trying to rip. The anointing I have on me, I could receive millions of dollars consistently. I could do it easily. You know, I can begin to see you giving 400 and the 4,000 on the fifth row. And, you know, and people believe me because I got an anointing in there. I don't know how long I get away with it. And so both of you guys get away with it the rest of all their life. Because they're constantly finding stupid people. One lady jumped on me and says, don't call me stupid. I wasn't talking to you. You call yourself stupid. I just throw it out there for every stupid person who won't catch it. You tell on yourself. Who you talking to? Did I call your name? My goodness. Go back to Haggai. Told on herself. I said, ma'am, I didn't call your name. But now I know. Notice this now. You see, people try to build houses, try to buy cars and clothes but they forget about God's kingdom. And they say prayers and they go to church and they say Hail Mary, and glory be to the Father, and all that stuff, but they don't sow. And the Lord get fed up with that, and that's why he said about the tithe. You see, if you hold God's tithe, the Bible says you're cursed. God didn't curse you. It's an automatic curse when you turn from your covenant. Satan waiting to curse you. You know, Satan getting your car and you leave you. You believe all that? Just keep doing what you're doing, baby. And that's just the way you do it, though, you know. You know. In the fourth verse of the first chapter of Haggai, is it time for you or ye to dwell in your sealed houses? And this house is waste? Another question, boys, the seed in the body. Another question. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. See, the soul, you got to consider your ways. Buying things out of time, reverse mortgage, and all this foolish stuff. You got to leave an inheritance for your children. How you going to reverse mortgage that house, and then when you die, the kid move in, and somebody come tell them, get out. We gave them money when they was living to live on, and this house is for the bank. That's the devil. That ain't God. God. Sometimes something looks like it's helping you, but it's hurting you. It's like a man whispering into a married woman here talking about how good she looked. She's stupid enough to fall for that. Got a good husband. That's the devil. That's what it is. Call the devil a devil. Call a heifer a heifer. Devil, boy. Don't y'all listen to that junk, man. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Now, notice verse 6 now. What? You have sown much. See, if you don't do it his way and bring in little, you eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earned his wages, that's where that boy found that birthday card. On his wages to put it into a bag with holes. Let me go on and read. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, said the Lord. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you, I remember I worked all that overtime, I thought I would have a truck to take that money home. When Uncle Sam got through with it, I was highly disappointed. I could have walked home without the truck. I ain't had enough. When you brought it home, watch this now. See, a nun saw your check getting blown on. I blew up on it. There wasn't no blessing either. Why? Says the Lord of hosts. Because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. Therefore, watch verse 10 now. You listening to me?
Yes.
Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew.
Wow.
We're back in Zechariah 8:12.
Yeah.
And the earth is stayed from her fruit. Wow. Nothing producing.
Yeah.
And I call for a drought upon the land and upon your house. Same thing.
Yeah.
Upon your wallet. Upon your checkbook.
Yeah.
Lord God, I don't want no drought on my checkbook. Yes, say it. I want your blessing on it.
I receive it now.
And I call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountain and upon the corn. Look at boy, and upon the new wine, everything. And upon the oil. And upon that which the ground bringeth forth. My goodness. And upon men. And upon cattle. And upon all the labors of their hand. My goodness, boy. See that seed. Get that drought off of you. Can I go a few more minutes?
Yes, sir.
The Lord's economy. There's so much, children. There's so much. There's so much revelation that the Lord wants us to know, and it'll get us out quick. It'll get us out quick. That's something I'm going to spit out to you now. Get rid of the seed creed and let the seed lead you into the glorious life of living in the financial will of God. You can't have just a creed. You got to let the seed lead. In other words, the Holy Ghost tell you what to do with the seed. You understand what I'm saying? All right. And you can put 2 Corinthians 9, I'm not going to read it, 5 through 10 there. Another thing, God's ordained hidden financial wisdom is in the seed. The seed don't make sense. It is not designed to make sense. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, the seed in the kingdom is a spiritual principle that can produce and control every natural thing. Therefore, the seed in the kingdom is a spiritual principle that can produce and control every natural thing. When I read natural thing, it can control demon power too. Off of your finances. Now listen to what I'm saying here. I got this in bold black writing in my notes. This is the day that your life can change if you rightly discern the seed. This is the day. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us. If the Holy Spirit don't help you, I can't help you. This is the day that your life can change if you rightly discern the seed. And many of the things, my brothers and sisters, I've been saying is for you to discern the seed. Seed God way. Be ready to receive the seed sowing anointing from within. Be ready to receive. May the Lord release the seed sowing anointing in this house right now. And all out on the internet and television. I tell you, it has to be from within. Now these boys, they got some sores up here on the front row. These boys will tell you, you just sowing, boy, you got to have something happening on the inside. And this boy here, so he trained his children to sow. That's another check. He just bought, that's a $500 check. But he trained his, but he got a testimony. I'm going to let him turn him loose one day. He got a testimony of business running out of his ear. There's just come, money just coming to him. He said, man, that's a $1,000 check. That's the man who put the bag up. That's the man who put the bag of money up. He decided to write a $1,000 check. See, this is the day your life can change if you rightly discern the seed. You say, well, I don't have $1,000. That's why you don't have $1,000. You haven't sold the dollar. They didn't start sowing on $1,000. So the seed sowing anointing, I pronounce it on your house. How many of y'all going to receive it? How many of y'all going to believe it? There's a seed sowing anointing, listen to me, that comes from within. See, it can't come from the outside because Satan will stop it. I remember sowing my first $1,000. Lord, I was sweat running down my leg. I'd be with my first and last at the same time. You understand that language? First and last is all I had. But then I went to 10. Then it got easier. Went to 20. Went to 40. Went to 50. I think we got up to 100,000. Glory to God. I tell you, they ever stop popping. I don't know if you ever put a popcorn bag in a microwave oven. Look like nothing going to happen. But after a while, pop. That money ever stop popping, boy. You say, ooh, my money troubles are over. Look at somebody say, ooh, my money troubles are over. See, because not only revelation is going forth in this house, but impartation. See, I'm anointed for this.
Yes, sir.
I'm not just flat foot tell the body of Christ. I'm anointed for money.
Yeah.
Because, see, God had to. Jesus getting ready to come back, and he can't take all these broke people with him. Somebody got to do something out of here to show God strong in the earth realm. I think he's talking to you. He want to bless your house. We got the testimony. I did a testimony. I just looked at it. Man, come brought me a check Sunday. He says, I sold 21 cars in 1 month. You remember that? 21 cars. I got to think about that drive home, just laughing. That had to be supernatural, man. Some of them boys have been hanging on a lot 21 years and they ain't sold them on 14. And he said, thank you for being a Saul for me so I can sow. Hallelujah. I balled this check all up. This is a good check here. $500 check. You don't ball no $500 check up. There's a great problem, listen to me now, trying to sow from the outside. You got these hecklers and mockers. You got these broke religious folk who tell you, child, hold on to your money. Now, the Lord that told you sow a seed, there is spiritual giant here sitting down there broke. Said, hold on to your money. Listen, you listening? How long have I been a teacher? The Holy Spirit is ready to teach you about sowing and how it works. Watch it. And he also will stir up the heart. If you listen to his teaching, the harvest is not your business. Your business is the seed in. The harvest belongs to God. I tell you what, if I take care of my part, I trust God. I know he'll take care of the harvest, you see. See, sometimes people try to take care of the harvest themselves. Work and labor all night long, fighting and just terrible. Now, listen at this also. Sometimes y'all can write this. I'm going to close in a minute. But you need to write some of this stuff down. Y'all ain't writing. Y'all just looking. John said, write. In the book of Revelation. Because I want y'all to get this. The seed sown properly will always decree and create a harvest. The seed sown properly will always decree and create a harvest. I think that's Galatians 6:9, isn't it? It's along that time somewhere there. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth. Be not weary when night verse, be not weary when do it, when do see you reaping now. Now listen, you got to listen very closely because I'm gonna be walking on top of Ephesians 3:20. Turn there. We're gonna trade on top of that. New preacher came to town and they went fishing. The other guy didn't like him, you know. One of the guys on the boat didn't like him. They went fishing, and somebody said, we left the bait. So they said, let's go back in to go get the bait. You know, it's out in the water. So the new preacher got out and walked on the water to go get the bait. The guy said, I told you that. Look, he can't even swim. See, that's how stupid people is, you see. Let a man walk on the water, but he... So that's why I don't worry about what people say about me. Man, you can walk on the water, people. They blind. He should have jumped out the boat. My God, that's the right man. He said, I told you can't even swim. He walked on the water. That's one, isn't it, John? Tell you another one about another old boy. You know, I ain't no joke teller, you know, but I used to preach the word, you know. Oh boy, he said his name was Boudreaux. And so Boudreaux, the cop picked him up, and then they took him to court. Boudreaux was in court and said, the judge said, you know why you're here, Boudreaux? Judge Thibodeau. You know why you're here? You know why you're here, Boudreaux? I read that in the paper today. You know why you're here, Boudreaux? He said, no, I don't know why I'm here. They picked me up and brought me over here. I don't know, Your Honor. He says, you didn't pay on those storm winters they installed in your house. You were supposed to pay a note. He told me they'd pay for themselves in 6 months. Said, no, Your Honor. You're a kid and boy, you know. You know how they tell you all that stuff about in 6 months you'll save so much money? They'll pay for themselves? Old Boudreaux said, no, he told me they'll pay for themselves in 6 months. Now, you ain't never seen me in this fashion. Ephesians 3:20, I'm going to give you two more thoughts and we'll close. Two more thoughts. Powerful thoughts to close with. I mean, he couldn't lock that boy up. They told him that. I'm thinking about trying it myself. Come on, sell me something. That's a pretty good cash, boy. Sowing, I'm going to Ephesians 3:20. Sowing with expectation brings excitement to God, who is now able to give you your experience. Let me get that again now, because I want you to go over that. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and thank, according to the power that worketh in us. Watch what he's saying now. You've got to listen, because these things are given to me by the Holy Ghost. So it's going to take the Holy Ghost to discern it and to know how, for lack of a better word, how deep it is in the spirit realm. He says, sowing with expectation, number one, brings excitement to God, who is now able to give you his experience. His experience is Ephesians 3:20. That's an experience with God. And then I think the other one is 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace. You see? That's an experience. See, that's an experience. See, if you permit me, my wife and I, we are experiencing money. We live in money experience. See, when I went, Jesse built a house, Gone with the Wind. When I went to his house, I wasn't out of place. Because I got some wind blowing at my house. You see what I'm saying? See, my wife and I, now we never can watch TV and say, ooh. And no ooh there. See, we know we can go there. We've been there before, see. All right, you got that Ephesians 3:20. Let me get the last one now. Are you Mark? M-O-C-K-E-D, by Satan in your finances, or are you permitting God to M-A-R-K mark you with blessing that can't be erased? I close with that. Are you marked by Satan, and most people is in that area, but I come to change that. Are you marked by Satan, he's making a mockery of you in your finances, or are you permitting God to mark you with blessing that can't be erased? That Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord maketh us rich, and he had no sorrow with it. I hope this afternoon you hear, you by internet, if you listen to what I said, what the Holy Ghost said, get your hand on the CD and go over this stuff. This stuff is pure revelation knowledge. Most of it you won't find in nowhere. Okay? I got to compile these books. I got to write some seed books to get them out in the hand of the people of God, or some syllables or something. But we'll go farther than that in our next seed training session. Now remember, you need to get your hand on both of these books. If you were not here at the beginning, I'll give a little excerpt on them. By revelation, God gave me this revelation, no more empty hand. No more empty hand. My hand will never be empty another day in my life. I know too much. See, God give me, I got a message I'm working on, strong sowing hand. Come on, that very 8th chapter of Zechariah. Strong sowing hand. Hand that knows how to sow.